With graduation just around the corner, the University of Wisconsin-Platteville School of Agriculture is buzzing with anticipation and celebration as students prepare to embark on their next adventures in the agricultural industry. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. And amidst these final exams and job interviews that they're going through, I'm told that the job market for these grads is looking good. That's according to Platteville School of Agriculture Director Dr. Tara Montgomery. She tells us just how good this really is.
Well, we're pretty steady across the board right now. There's definitely a lot of interest from employers in the agronomy sector. And there's also a lot of interest out in the industry from with students who have some experience with some of the sustainability practices and what that looks like kind of on the business side of things, right? So carbon credits and some of those kinds of areas. I think that there's been more of an interest also in kind of combining areas from across the campus. So, you know, there's a lot of students who have an interest in maybe the communication and marketing, as you do. And so trying to reach out to either the School of Business or like with the English department to say, how do we work together to make sure that either their students have more experience in agriculture or vice versa. And engineering is always a big one. You know, the sustainability practices, working with equipment. I would say probably our ag engineering technology areas also have a big growth in terms of interest. When we're looking at our precision ag class, there's a lot more interest in what we're doing with data as far as that goes. Our animal science is really strong still. Dairy science is strong. There's a lot of interest in students coming in with those passions. So I think we're doing pretty good as far as numbers go, but there's probably more interest in the industry for students than we have students to put in those jobs, but everybody's seeing that challenge.
Speaking of that, do you have kind of a rough estimate of just how many dairy science or agronomy or majors there are, how many students are coming through?
So right now in dairy science, we're at about between 40 and 45, depending on how you count them. There's the ones that declare, and then there's the ones that are showing up in our classes saying, I can't make up my mind yet. And on the agronomy side, I would say we're probably in the 30 range. It's the interest has been a little bit more challenging from a new freshman standpoint, but a lot of times when they get here, that's when they go, wow, this is cooler than I thought it was going to be, or there's more opportunities than I thought there was going to be. A lot more students coming in with their general education courses kind of taken care of through high school, dual enrollment and things like that. So we're seeing a lot more students going, you know what, I could double major pretty easily and still get out in the amount of time I want to get out. So a lot of that changes once students get here and realize that the opportunities exist.
Are there certain majors that those incoming freshmen kind of have in their mind that a lot of them are gearing towards that, like you said, maybe they're changing their mind then from?
I would say that we're always high in the ag business and animal science. And then students realize that they have opportunities and interests. You know, I've been doing some senior exit surveys recently here, and I'm hearing that a lot when I say, what advice do you have for new freshmen? Or what should we talk about when we're doing recruiting? And that idea of being more of a generalist, or at least considering branching out in your courses, that way you can network with more people, but then also have some skills that the industry really needs from an understanding of kind of a more broader agriculture understanding.
How about internships now? How do those numbers look?
Oh, we have so many people who want our students. It's an awesome problem to have. So any student who wants an internship can find one. I think the biggest challenge always is what are students trying to get out of an internship? Sometimes, because we do require internships, students want to stay closer to home. And so sometimes that limits their opportunities. But there's, in terms of the numbers of students going out and getting interns. Last year, I want to say we were almost to 100, and this year we're shooting for about 85. We had a little dip in enrollment for the kind of the student numbers that would be in that junior class range. But in terms of the number of students percentage-wise that are doing internships, 95% of our students do internships, even if they also, you know, do another experience like study abroad or research. We still are seeing most of our students take advantage of internships.
And obviously those internships are really helping these new graduates to be prepared for the workforce. You said They want Platteville grads. So how are they being prepared then besides that? Or how are they standing out compared to other graduates from schools across Wisconsin or even just across the U.S.?
I think one of the big things is the ability to network. Because we're a smaller school, everybody knows everybody. And they learn how to interact with folks from, different areas. So our students in agriculture talking to their friends over in engineering. And so learning how to, kind of speak that engineering language. Or when they're involved in theater or music programs, they can talk to students who are in English or in social science. And I think some of those abilities to make connections with anyone, I think anyone who comes from a farm just has a natural ability to talk to anybody about anything. We kind of grow up that way. But I think our students are also getting that experience in their classes because we're bringing in, industry professionals, whether it's in the classroom or whether it's in our clubs and organizations. They're learning how to do that networking. And so that kind of sets them apart because when you can put down your phone and have a face-to-face conversation or pick up the phone and have a phone call conversation, those are some skills that are really sought after, those verbal skills, but also some written skills. So the ability to put your thoughts to paper, those are some things that we're trying to make sure that our students have. And those are just enhanced by going out into an internship. So we have hands-on experience, but then we also have some of those networking skills that we build upon in the classroom and then also outside of the classroom.
So what are some of the maybe more common companies or positions these grads are looking for? Are they prioritizing pay, or is it because of COVID they kind of missed out on that relationship building? What is that looking like?
It's interesting that you bring up COVID because the students that are graduating right now, the senior exit surveys that I'm doing, those were COVID freshmen. So they took most of their classes, at least that first semester, kind of online. And so they, in a lot of cases, kind of hit the ground running that next year, said, I'm tired of being in my room. What can I do to branch out and talk to folks? And so I think that in some ways, it's helped them to connect a little bit better because they realize how important it is to have that person-to-person connection. But I think the opportunity to work in nutrition, the opportunity to work in agronomy, credit analysts, so banks are and lenders are looking for our students. I think some of those areas that students are really excited about right now and that the industry needs are those relationship building types of positions and types of companies. Students want to help farmers succeed. And so what we're teaching them in the class in terms of some practical skills to say, how do you help troubleshoot when you get onto the farm? They build relationships. And then they, make some of those changes, whether it's in the field or in the barn or, in their pocketbook. Those are probably the hottest areas right now.
So how many grads are being hired then before they even graduate? Out of maybe how many total, if you could give me some numbers, how are these comparing to the past even?
I think I have a total of 63 interviews that I'll be doing over the next couple of weeks before graduation. And right now the numbers look like we're at about 80% actually hired. And then a lot of students are in their first and second interviews with a couple of companies. So there's definitely our hired at graduation rates are very high. And, by the time we actually hit graduation here next month, I would say we're probably going to be in that 90 to 95% hired at graduation. And then it usually doesn't take very long after for the rest of the students to find a position that they're happy with. It seems like most students are working either with companies that they did an internship with, maybe that they already knew prior to coming to college. It's been interesting having some conversations about what students are looking for. They want to make a difference. Like I mentioned, they want to see farmers succeed. Either they're going back home to a farm, students who really want to make a difference in their communities. They love where they grew up, and that's where they want to stay. I see probably the majority of students wanting to do that, too.
How many graduates are going to be staying in Wisconsin or even the tri-state area, or are a lot of them kind of branching out? I know you mentioned maybe going back to that home farm, but what does that kind of graphic look like?
If I were to guess, I would say, probably 70% of the students are going to be going back to wherever home was for them, whether that's going back to a farm or just going back home. A few have taken, the opportunity to explore some job opportunities a little bit further away, but we're definitely, I would say, most of the students are going to be in the tri-state area. They're not willing to branch out too much from that. I do think COVID did have an impact on that a little bit, where, you know, family means something, and the idea of being too far away from home if something happens is probably still sticks in their mind a little bit. There's a couple of students who know that they want to get some experience so that they can come back home and bring that experience home with them. So larger farms in New York, out in Kansas, whether we're talking about, you know, feedlots or dairies, there are some students who are looking at getting that experience. But ultimately, the goal is to come back home, come back to the tri-state area.
Is there anything else about what you're hearing from businesses or even the students that's really standing out to you?
I think what we're hearing from students is they're excited about what we're doing, about what we're bringing into the classroom. Certainly the Dairy Innovation Hub is making a difference in terms of what we're able to offer students to learn new technology, to look at research differently. That's on the food science side, in dairy nutrition, and also biochar, and looking at some of the sustainability practices, agroecology. So a lot more students are taking advantage of research than they ever have before. It doesn't necessarily mean that they want to go on to graduate school, but it means that they're looking critically at some of the practices that we're doing either on farm or within the industry, but also what can we change and what is that going to look like? Everybody's worrying about, you know, the bottom line. And so some of the interesting conversations that we get to have with students when they go to conferences, that's come up a lot in the last couple of months, students going to conferences, going to competition teams. And so I think probably the thing that's been most interesting to me is how students are excited, even if they don't get to take advantage of it, about what it means for the future of agriculture, because we're bringing in some of these opportunities for future students.
That was Dr. Tara Montgomery along with us, UW-Platteville School of Agriculture Director. She's excited to see what kind of mark that these soon-to-be alumni can make on the industry. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Trudy Seebecker.